A traveling exhibit has brought a massive replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to Delaware through the weekend. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
It's called The Wall That Heals, and it arrived in a tractor trailer Tuesday at William Penn High, escorted by a phalanx of cops and veterans on motorcycles. The 375-foot-long series of powder-coated aluminum panels will be open to visitors from Thursday morning to Sunday at 2 p.m. The panels bear the names of the 58,000 Americans who died in the war that ended in 1975. Veteran John Duffy is a William Penn High grad who joined the escort ride.
It means a lot because I know these Vietnam veterans, they were never welcomed home the way they should have been. So any way I can support them, that's what I'm doing here.
Newark resident Bill Jackson is an Air Force vet who served in Vietnam. He was waiting at the school for the wall's arrival. Vietnam still haunts him.
I had lost kids from high school, and our base was attacked, and there were people that I knew who didn't survive the attacks. But, you know, that's part of it.
Jackson will return to William Penn in the coming days.
I'll stop by a few times. And stopping by would be to talk to other vets who show up. We got stories to share. We are a family. It's the closest brotherhood I've ever experienced.
Admission to the memorial is free. One highlight will be a Saturday night candlelight vigil at 8 p.m. Officials will read the names of local men and women who died in Vietnam and honor them with a 21-gun salute. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.